Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning, April the 4th, 2024. 16 minutes past the hour, 35 degrees, and mostly cloudy skies here. Getting ready to head out to Philadelphia, where the country started for the big Hall of Fame ceremony and WrestleMania this weekend. What fun it's going to be. Remember, you can watch the Hall of Fame live as it happens tomorrow night, Friday night, 10 p.m. on the Peacock Network. Get the Peacock app, and at 10:15, it will go live, and I will be presenting to Thunderbolt Patterson, inducting him into the WWE Class of 2024 Hall of Fame. Again, I want to thank the Marion Star for the nice article they did on the front page today in regard to our Eclipse Mania happening on Monday, 1 to 5 at Steak and Shake here in Marion. Carrington, Matt, Pastor Craig, Linda, Sean, and myself will all be there. Mary Ellen Withrow will be there. Thunderbolt Patterson will be there. Chad Clark will be there performing. It's going to be a happening on Monday at Steak and Shake, and looks like we're going to have good weather for that. And Mary Ellen Withrow is going to be sending a dollar up into the skies at 3:05, signed by her, 30 balloons representing 30 years in office, and whoever finds that dollar and calls the station at 740-383-9944 will get dinner on Mary Ellen with Mary Ellen and myself at Steak and Shake. So what fun that's going to be. All right. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind as we head in to the big events. And again, I will not be on Monday morning because I will be traveling back from Philadelphia, so there will be no live show on Monday morning, but listen to the repeats. And then also no Friday night show this week because we will be at the Hall of Fame in Philadelphia during that particular time. So that's how the schedule will shake out. But tomorrow morning from 8 to 10 on the air, Matt Carrington, Thunderbolt, and myself, we'll be broadcasting live from Philadelphia, so you won't want to miss that. And we thank Sean and Pastor Craig for getting that up on the air tomorrow, as they will be in the studio. And then Pastor Craig and Sean will follow us tomorrow for the remainder of the morning. So that should be a lot of fun. So that's how it all shakes out. 18 coming up on 19 minutes past the hour here on this Thursday morning. 4 days into April, 4 days of rain. April showers certainly living up to its name. Now, you know something? This is kind of an interesting story. Well, I have two interesting stories here. Hopefully they're interesting. Yesterday, I was in the grocery store, and there was a gentleman, probably 35 years old, who I could tell was waiting to talk to me. Now, I thought it had to do something about had to do with something in the grocery store. Turns out, he just said to me, he said, "I think it's so cool what you're doing. I'm so excited for you. I'll be tuning in on Friday night. I think it's so great somebody from Marion is doing this." And, you know, it was just, that's what it has been since last Wednesday. It has just been that nice. So I thank whoever that was for the kind words. And I said to him, I said, "Well, I said, hopefully I don't screw it up too bad." And he goes, "I've been listening to you on the radio for a long time." He said, "You're not going to screw up everything or anything. Or maybe I will screw up everything. You never know." But it's going to be a lot of fun. And a lot of excitement surrounds it. I'm excited to see Thunderbolt tonight. I have not seen Thunderbolt in about 3 years. So it'll be fun to see him tonight. He was here and celebrated his 80th birthday in Marion with the group. So it'll be fun to see him. Now, the other story I have in regard to this, I got an email yesterday, somebody asking me if Thunderbolt Patterson had amputations, you know, lost an arm, lost a leg, something like that. And I said, well, the last time I saw him, 3 years ago, I didn't see any amputations. And so when I talked to Thunderbolt last night, I said, hey, you know, somebody asked me if you had amputations. And he said, I don't have any amputations. He said, but people have said I had amputations. People have said I'm dead. He said, all these rumors have been out there over the years. So hopefully a lot of these rumors will be put to rest tomorrow night when he comes out on stage. And I looked at his Wikipedia page, Thunderbolts, and it does say that he had amputations. I don't know where that came from. But just goes to show you, don't believe everything you read on the internet, because he has no amputations. We had the conversation yesterday. So there you go in regard to that. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. And again, I thank everybody who said any nice words in regard to the big trip coming up here. Just hours away, it'll all kick off. And the fun will start in Philadelphia. But, you know, I have no idea where a rumor like Thunderbolt had amputations would come from. That is a very, very, very odd rumor. Now, I should mention Voice of the People with Linda Sims will be on after I go off the air today, 10:15 to 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy will be on from 12:15 to 1, so don't miss those shows. Always something good coming up here on WGH Talk. Now, is there anything else that anybody else would like to talk about this morning? Anything going on? Now, I will say this. I'll tell you something interesting. I got some information yesterday in regard to things going on in the city. We've had so many interesting conversations on the air as of late about things going on in the city. And as soon as I have the time to really thoroughly go through this information, I'll bring it up on the air, probably next week. But, you know, I'll tell you, things in the city just seem to be getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And, you know, this city council meeting coming up next Tuesday, I think is really going to be something interesting. I would be shocked if there aren't some things that come up on at that meeting on Tuesday that have never come up before, because there's a lot of stuff flying around in the air, and I got to see some of it yesterday, more than what I've brought up on this program. So where we go from here, I have no idea, but I think it's going to be very fascinating as time goes on, to say the least. Again, telephone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz, and we can discuss it. That's what we do here on this station. Now, another note, as I was going through the day yesterday, I was talking with somebody. And, you know, I think I said this on the air yesterday. Now, I do not want this to come off wrong, and I'm not trying to make it sound wrong, but apparently some people take it in the wrong way. But what I'm saying is, make your choices wisely in life. Now, what I tried to explain yesterday was, if you want to get married and have kids and do that sort of thing, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. And I'm not saying that that's not a happy life. I think that's fine. I have no doubt that there are certain people who are happy doing that. All I'm saying is that doing things, I guess maybe because the thing in Philadelphia is going on Friday night, it is put into perspective for me that there are certain things in life that not everybody gets the chance to do. And as I said yesterday, if I wanted to have kids, I could do that. If I wanted to get married, I could do it. Those things aren't necessarily hard to do. Now, it's hard work doing them, but it's not hard to get it done. It's not hard to have a kid. It's not hard to get married. People do it all the time, 4 or 5 times. It can get done. You can't just say, let me induct somebody into the Hall of Fame on national television. That just doesn't happen. As I've said, 31 Halls of Fame, 6 on average a year. So that's not too many people who have gotten to do this on the whole on national television. But it's not a knock on people who don't get to do it. I think I've just been lucky. That's all it is. I think luck plays a tremendous role in that. But I have found when you explain that to people and you say, you know, it's okay to do what you did, they don't like that. And I always wonder why they take that so offensively. Because I'm not saying it in a way that what they did was wrong. I think they did what was best for them. It's just a different thing. You know, what I liken it to is it's like college. Now, if you want to go to college, good. And that's a commitment, you know, 4 or 5 year commitment that you sign up for. Now, not everybody goes to college and not everybody should go to college. And that's fine. It doesn't make anybody better or anybody worse, but it's different. It's just different things. And not everybody graduates college. A matter of fact, when I started college, I remember they would go look to your left, look to your right at orientation. One of these people is not going to be here on graduation day. So that's all I'm saying, is it's different. And I think anybody would have to agree, whether you like it or don't like it, that it is easy to get married. It is easy to have kids. Again, not easy raising kids. Not necessarily easy keeping a marriage going, but it's easy to get those things done. I mean, many in the population do those things. Not so easy to do the other things that I'm talking about, and I think that's why you have a little different feeling about them when you get asked to do them. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that's a negative thing to say, and I've really only had one person take that negatively, but I felt it was worth explaining in case anybody else took it in a negative way. But that's neither hither nor yon, as they say. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If anybody's got anything on their mind this morning that they would like to talk about, I'm always interested to hear it. I like talking to the callers. I like that we have regulars on this show who call in. I like anything of that nature. I think that's what makes talk radio work. I think you hear me talking enough some morning. And, you know, the longest I would go tomorrow night, and I'm sure I won't even be going this long, but the longest would be 10 minutes because this is really about Thunderbolt. So, you know, I talk here for 2 hours every morning. I think I can do 10 minutes or possibly less, depending on what the time constraints are of the program. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, how people like to brag about their grandkids and stuff, but I don't do that much. But this is why I'm interested in what you're doing, because they're during the fall season. Excuse me. The youngest of the family, grandkids, that is, Hazel. She's in college, like her two siblings, Silas and Antoinette, graduated from Ohio Wesleyan. And Ohio Wesleyan and the two elder siblings, they performed in sports, and they excelled in sports and stuff, so... Silas, he got inducted into the Hall of Fame at Ohio Wesleyan, and Hazel, the younger of them that's going there now, she's a junior, she wrote the speech, and during the Ohio Wesleyan a football game with all those people attending and everything, she stood up and inducted her own brother into the Hall of Fame. So I thought that was a good thing. So
yeah,
by having... the kids doing that, you know, and telling us all about it, and I would have never known anything about it when you was talking about it, but I really know thoroughly and deeply really what goes on during that and how proud it was. And when a little the younger was 12 years younger than Silas, she made him have tears in his eyes when she inducted him into the Hall of Fame. So I don't want you to get Thunderbolt tears in his eyes. Okay, Scott?
Well, you know what? It's interesting you bring that up, and I think that's a great story, and I'm so glad to hear that that happened with your grandkids. That's a great story. But what I will say is, you know, this is – it's going to be interesting to watch this tomorrow night for the people who watch it because, you know, there's something about – being in a profession that Thunderbolt was in which he did get blackballed for demanding more money, you know, not to be paid less, I guess is what I should say, because of the color of his skin, and that's a well-known story. But then at this point, for them to come to him at 82 and a half years old and say, you know, we want to put you in the Hall of Fame, and to have 21,000 people there sold out, a video will play condensing his career. People obviously are going to say nice things about him, inducting him. This is the first time he's been in a wrestling arena, as far as I know, in 31 years. So I imagine there's going to be a lot of emotion going on. I don't know if he'd cry. I've never seen Thunderbolt cry. But I can imagine there's going to be a lot of emotion going through his brain tomorrow night. Just because
they get him in the hammerlock, he ain't going to cry. The only thing he's going to cry is feeling sorry for the one he put to the mat.
That's right. But, you know, I'll tell you, there's got to be, when he walks in that ring tomorrow night, there's got to be, at 82 years old, and knowing that he probably never thought he'd be back in an arena, 31 years later, and going into the Hall of Fame, there's got to be a lot of things going on in his head.
And you know what? A lot of things are going to be going on in Carrington and Matt's head because they're going to see this, see the talent that you got in front of all that kind of crowd. I don't know what the biggest crowd they've seen you perform in, but there's going to be a performance from their perspective of watching you perform and do that. And that's really it. You got a great event going on, that's for sure. A lot of people take it just for, you know, oh, well, that, no, it isn't all well. That's and the arena you're going to be in and just the, everything put together there. It's just a revolving good thing that, I'm like I say, if it wasn't for the grandkids there, I wouldn't even know what really he's talking about, but knowing, you know, really what he was, but having them perform that, and she saved, wrote that all out, the speech, and had that all here at home, and they was over here and all together, and just kind of relived it, you know?
Thanks, well, yeah. God. Hey, thank you. And I think it's just, I don't know what'll come out of Thunderbolt tomorrow. You know, I know prior to the show, we'll be together in the green room for quite a while before the show actually starts tomorrow night, getting ready. I think that's where I'll probably have a good grasp on how he feels. Also, you people, the people who listen to this show, are going to get a great insight tomorrow morning because this is going to be the morning of, and I'm sure Thunderbolt, who will be on this show tomorrow morning from Philadelphia, will have a lot to say. I mean, we'll just be hours away from it at that particular point. And as far as Matt and Carrington go, they're very excited. I saw them both last night, and they are just, they're about ready to bust. And I'll tell you, I think it's just, again, the large scope of this thing. You know, national television, 21,000 people sold out tomorrow night, knowing somebody who's going to be on the stage, Thunderbolt coming back here to Marion after all this is over. People they know, I mean, they're aware of The Rock and all these other wrestlers of current generation. And WrestleMania, oh, geez, 80,000 people going to that event over the weekend. So, and Carrington has never been to Philadelphia, is my understanding. I don't think Matt has either. I don't think either one of them's been there. So they've never seen the Declaration of Independence. They've never seen the Liberty Bell. They've never seen anything like that. So it's all very heavy, heavy, heavy for them. And, you know, what fun to be able to take that adventure together and have a good time. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
That's the tail end of the story. I forgot, and I'm going to leave the air open after this. But you know what? Those two guys, those two kids, they're going to have a tremendous, tremendous thing in their mind the rest of their lives driving from Marion to the event. They're just going there. You know what I mean? That's Carol and I have been over there several times, it's really exciting and really a beautiful trip across Pennsylvania going to Philadelphia. And my grandmother and her daughter, that's where they spent their remaining lives, just right up there at the edge there at Trenton, New Jersey. That's where they left their lives. So,
very nice.
It's an exciting place up there. We've been around all of the adventures and stuff up there, and those kids are going to have that. That's a trip of their life, being 22 years old, in their 20s. You know, that's a big trip for that age group.
I think so, and I think that's why they're very excited. I mean, I think everything is new to them on this trip, so it'll be good.
Well, I don't know how much traveling they've done with their parents and stuff, but I'll tell you, them driving theirself and switching off and driving and being together. Can you imagine they ever teamed up and be together in a car together? You know that, Scott?
I'll tell you, we've had some talk about this. I was talking with them about that last night because they really, and this is not a bad thing, I mean, they would admit to this, they really don't have a lot in common. And when they're, I mean, it's not that they don't get along, but they really don't talk to each other very much, and they really don't do much with each other. I mean, I think I do more with each of them singularly than they do together. So it's interesting to put them in a car for 7 hours, and I was talking to them last night about that, and, the way technology is now, people can listen to books while they're going up and down the road, and people can play music, and I'm guessing there'll be a lot of that going on.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of eyes opened up to that trip there, and there's going to be, look over there, it's your turn to drive, I got to stop a minute, wait a minute. They don't want to do too much stopping because the time element really eats up traveling that distance, doesn't it?
Okay, 7 hours, absolutely, and I hope that is what happens. I hope they, look at this and look at that, and I hope they enjoy it.
It's a beautiful trip. I've been across there several times. It's a great trip, that Pennsylvania. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 37 minutes past the hour, Thursday, April the 4th, 2024. 35 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. And it's funny that we have talked about that, but that just shows how open we are as a group. But it's funny. We were sitting there last night. I was saying, now, how are you guys ever going to sit in a car for 7 hours together? You never talk. You never talk to each other. I mean, we talk in a group, but they never talk directly to each other. And they'll be fine. But, I have the feeling there'll be a lot of crocheting going on. There's going to be a lot of books on, is it still books on tape where you listen? I don't know if that's still books on tape or not. But I feel that'll be going on. I feel there'll be a lot of music played. There might be some conversation. You never know. I won't wrap it out at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
A few minutes ago, you were talking about going to college, not going to college, etc.
Yeah.
How about I put together a show for you with people in the community that are trying to get students interested in careers before they graduate, and particularly careers in manufacturing. I've worked, that's why I created the Industrial Channel,
uh-huh,
to promote careers in education, to help people looking for jobs, to help companies that are looking for people that are looking for jobs to fill some of these skilled positions that are being vacated by retiring baby boomers. So I can get people from Marion Tech, Tri-Rivers, probably OSUM, too.
I think that'd be interesting.
Well, here's a case. This one girl, she graduated from Marion Technical College with an associate's degree before she graduated from high school. Now, is that cool or what?
It's great. It's great. And I love that kids have the opportunity to do that now.
Yeah, there's so much tech credit things. parents can save 2 years of college tuition by getting their kids in for free. They can get their associate's degree for free. So it's really something. I'll work on getting their, there are a lot of people doing a lot of things that they don't necessarily get the exposure that's needed because we're kind of crippled with the Marion paper and, you know, some of the other things that are going on with the big, big stations that are pretty much controlled by a corporate headquarters. But I think your audience would find it most interesting, and it would take up the whole 2 hours of the show to put these people in to let them learn about some of these opportunities, because you know it's a great way to get right out of high school, start earning money, and a lot of these companies are now, they'll pay for your education, period, if you're interested in a multitude of manufacturing disciplines. And manufacturing ain't the dirty old thing that it used to be. And I would encourage anybody out there listening, check out theindustrialchannel.com. Theindustrialchannel.com. And you can see what we're trying to do. And I'll work on that if that sounds like a program that you would like to present to your audience.
That sounds good. Sometime in the middle or late April sounds good to me.
I'll do it as quickly as possible.
Hey, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, that would be something interesting to explore because, as I said, college is not for everybody. And I don't think somebody going to college makes you better than anybody else. I think sometimes there's that... Some people feel that way, but I certainly have never felt that way. I think if you go, you go because you want to go, and if you don't go, that's fine. You went another path. Nothing wrong with that. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 42 minutes past the hour here on this April 4th, 2024, 35 degrees and mostly cloudy skies in the Marion area. Moments away from the Philadelphia trip. Getting a message here from one of our listeners, Mary, out there. My grandson, Briley, will be graduating from Marion Tech with 2 associate degrees before he graduates from River Valley. Very proud grandmother out there. Well, no doubt about that. And I've met Briley, and he has his own little business there with artwork and things of that nature. Doesn't surprise me at all that he would be graduating with 2 associate degrees from Marion Tech before he graduates. You know, I think it's great that kids have drive to that degree. There's so much bad said about kids these days. Kids these days don't act like kids used to, and so on and so forth. Well, I think there's always been a group in society that... is maybe a little different, but I don't think it's to the degree that people make it out to be. I think kids on the whole are pretty good. There's a lot of talent out there. There's a lot of kids who do want to learn. There's a lot of kids who enjoy school. And, you know, I think sometimes we paint everybody with a very broad brush. And that's unfortunate because I don't think we need to paint people with that broad a brush. I think everybody's different. Just like every adult is different, I think every kid is different. And I think we should be very cognizant of that. About 15 minutes left in the program this morning. If you think or have been thinking about calling in, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And once again, I do want to thank in this program the Marion Star for the front page story again about the Eclipse Mania happening on Monday, Steak and Shake from 1 until 4 p.m. Everybody excited about that particular event. That's going to be a lot of fun. Mary Ellen Withrow, Chad Clark, Thunderbolt Patterson, Pastor Craig, Sean Kraft, Carrington Nelson, Matt Morgan, and myself will all be there for that. And I guess we'll see how the eclipse all turns out on Monday. Will the weather hold out? Will the skies hold out? Is Marion going to be besieged by all kinds of people? Thank goodness I'll be back in town to see all of this. If Marion will be besieged by people on Monday, I don't know. It's going to be very fascinating, to say the least. All right. Again, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. And again, I'll bring it up one final time here. There's been so much talk about me writing a speech for this thing tomorrow night. And I haven't. I can honestly tell you I haven't. Now, I don't know. We'll see. People seem to feel that this is a completely different level and that I apparently should be writing a speech. Now, I'm not saying that everything's going to be perfect up there. I don't know how it'll be. I mean, there have been many Hall of Fame speeches. I don't think they've all been perfect. But what will come is what will come, I think, is how it will go. I mean, I've known Thunderbolt for quite a while now. He's come to Marion on four different occasions. I've done tons of radio interviews with him. I certainly am aware of his career. So I don't know that I need a whole lot of prep time to say what I'm going to say, because I think I have enough information in my brain to fulfill that. I think what people seem to be worried about is that I'm going to get up in front of 21,000 people and a big viewing audience, millions of people watching at home. And I think they think that that is going to be intimidating. And you know what? I don't know. I don't think it'll be. I've never noticed it in front of a group. I don't think you really think about the size of the group, to be honest with you. When you're at that podium, you're at that podium. When you're behind that microphone, you're behind that microphone. Whether you're talking to five people or 5,000 people or 25,000 people, which would be more to the case at this particular event, I don't know that you really, I don't know that you think about that. I mean, you're only going to see what you're going to see of these 21,000 people. With the lights on you and people behind you, it's not like you're going to be looking directly at 21,000 people. I'll probably be able to see the first few rows, and that's about it. Because it's my understanding that the setup is the ring. That they take the ropes off the front of the ring, and then they put steps in the front of the ring, and they set a podium in the ring with microphones, and I think that's pretty well how they do it. So, as long as I can walk into the ring without taking a fall, I don't really think there'll be a whole lot of issue with the crowd in general, walking out in front of a big crowd. I do believe, though, and again, not an ego thing here. I don't believe anybody from Marion, and maybe this is why there has been such a response from this. I don't believe anybody from Marion has ever spoken on national television to this degree. People have done things statewide. People have done things locally. But I don't know that anybody's ever done anything like this nationally. And I also don't think anybody's ever spoken to a crowd of 21,000 people. Now, again, if I'm wrong about that, let me know, a local broadcaster. Now, I'm sure President Harding, well, I really don't know if President Harding ever spoke to any crowds of 21,000. He might have. I don't know. The front porch speeches were probably not that big. And when he toured the country, you know, when the president speaks, there's usually not a whole lot of people there. You might have 10,000 if you're lucky, but it's certainly not 21,000. So I don't know if President Harding ever spoke to a crowd that size or not. Mary Ellen, I don't know. She spoke to some big crowds. I don't. Again, with politicians, you know, it's usually between maybe 10 and 15,000. I don't know if it's been 21,000. But I certainly know that no broadcaster has ever done that, to my knowledge. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody can point that out to me. We'll figure that out as time goes on. Okay, let's take a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you hit the nail on the head when you said you know Thunderbolt, and that's the big key, is not being afraid of how many people's in front of you. You know him, and you're talking about him, and that's your main subject. It's these people that don't have the opportunity to know the subject they're talking to about and stuff, and they can't get to express the feelings and stuff. You know, Scott, you've probably been to, I have in my lifetime been to a lot of funerals and stuff, and sometimes they have ministry and stuff that gets up and does for the family and everything, but they really don't know the family member they're talking about. But, well, you know what the great thing about that was that I seen later on in my lifetime, that the ministries say, hey, anybody would like to stand up and talk about this? Boy, the response they get at the funerals, don't that make a funeral, isn't like a dull, sad thing? And they tell about the funny things, they tell about the sad things, and tell about the great things that they've done and stuff. But the only the person that knows the person, you know, or family like that, can express their opinion. And you don't even have any butterflies or nothing in your system. I know I've done it a lot of times, and it's really a pleasure and a privilege to be able to get up and talk about someone like that. Okay, Scott, take care.
Thank you.
And have a good trip.
Thank you. And, you know, I think the caller there hit it exactly on the head, is that I agree with the caller 100%. It's so sad sometimes to go to these funerals and nobody speaks who actually knew the person. Oh, that makes me so sad, because that's them going out and nobody's really saying anything that is of any consequence. And I want to hear the funny stories. I want to hear the personal stuff. I want to hear the stuff that they did in their life. That's their funeral. That's the last shot. And this is a bit of advice I will give to people. I'm in an advice-giving mood, I guess, this morning. Listen, we're all going to go at some point. But you should always designate, when you're doing your final plans, you should designate somebody to speak at your funeral. And sometimes it's not your kids or your immediate family or your best friend, because they will be upset sometimes. I don't think it's if your kids end up wanting to speak, I think they will speak. But I think that sometimes you just need to designate somebody who knows you well, who can get up and do it without being overcome by emotion. And that's what I would do. That's just my opinion. Now, outside of that, what I would say is that, where was I going with that? Oh, Thunderbolt, in this speech tomorrow night. I know him. So again, I think I know what I'm going to say, but designate somebody to speak when you are heading toward the end. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
This is Wilford Brimley.
Oh, another dear friend of mine, longtime caller.
Yeah. Well, folks may remember me from my acting and in later life, my advocacy for diabetes. You remember that?
Did you ever hear any of my interviews with him?
I did not.
Oh, they were classics. He was top notch.
I wanted to talk about something that's even more dear to my heart.
Please do.
And that's poison control.
Oh!
Now, folks may not know, but poison could be anything you're not supposed to take. Could be antifreeze, pesticide. Heck, it could even be the wrong drug by mistake. Now, if you breathe a nasty chemical, or heaven forbid, you get bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. They're here for you night or day.
Oh,
I told you it was emblazoned in my psyche.
Now, did you really do that from your brain?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. I'm shocked. That's very good. Well, I think we've saved your life or anybody's life who might be around you who ingests poison.
That's right. It works.
You know where to call. Yes, I had Wilford Brimley on, and just mentioning that name, oh, gee whiz. You have to go back and find him. I think they're on the website. But one time I interviewed him, and it went fairly well. I mean, he read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and that was okay. But I interviewed him one time, and it was a full-hour interview, and it was live. And I wanted to talk about, because he had been a bodyguard for Howard Hughes. People didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He had an interesting life. He had done things like that.
Like
and
crazy Howard Hughes or like young, like...
I think it was older Howard Hughes.
Okay.
So I said to him, and that's the question I remember in particular, but there were a few of these, because he had interesting things in his life. I would say, what was it like to be Howard Hughes' bodyguard? And he would say, he was an interesting man, and that's all I got to say about that.
Oh, he wouldn't open up about it.
No, and let you know that he wasn't going to open up about. But he did that a couple times on a couple, like, you know, what was it like to work with Don Ameche in Cocoon? He was okay, and that's all I got to say about that. And but then, God bless his heart, we get to the end of 45 minutes, and I say, well, Mr. Brimley, thank you so much for coming on the program. It's been a lot of fun. And he said, oh, you were so great, I would do this anytime.
Did he ever do it again?
He did. He got better. He never opened up more about. I just learned not to ask about certain things because I knew that was a non-starter. But now, what he did like talking about, as he said, diabetes. We did go through that Liberty stuff, and now he didn't mind opening up about that. He had some interesting stories about his battle with diabetes. I do remember that.
Do you think he had to sign, like, non-disclosure agreements with Howard Hughes?
You know, I don't know what that was. He wasn't exactly grandfatherly. He was, and obviously I wasn't around him, but he wasn't the warmest interview I've ever done. He wasn't angry. He just was, he seemed like a man who just, I don't know, he just...
Surly?
Yeah, had a little edge, but, I mean, somebody who you'd want on again... But just had a little edge to him, and that was fine. But when I said, "Can you come do 'Twas the Night Before Christmas?" He did that, so he didn't think it was, you know, beneath him. So I it wasn't an ego, I don't think. It was just an interesting interview. You know, I'm glad you brought that name up because honestly, that's one of those interviews I'd forgotten that does stick in your brain.
How long ago was this, Scott?
Well, he died probably in the last couple years. I'm guessing that the interviews with him were probably 16, 17, maybe even 15, somewhere in that neck of the woods.
Okay, so not that long ago.
No, they're not ancient.
Yeah.
No, and he was who he was. I'll tell you that. He certainly had his own personality.
Now, before you go, I have a special request.
What's that?
I'm speaking on behalf of your entire audience. When you go to Philly and you're wearing your tuxedo, I want you to replicate the shot in front of the Liberty Bell, but this time with the tuxedo.
You know, I will try to do that. We'll go over to the Liberty Bell in the tuxedo. I will try to replicate it. Now, you're going to be listening tomorrow with from Philly and the Peacock tomorrow night, right?
I don't have a subscription to the Peacock, so if it's posted on YouTube, I'll watch it.
Okay.
Post event.
Well, hopefully it will be, but definitely tomorrow from Philadelphia. Like I said, we have Plan A and Plan B on that. So I think it'll be very interesting to hear from Thunderbolt in the city that this is going to happen on the morning, that it's going to happen. I think a lot will be ascertained from that two-hour program tomorrow morning.
Are you broadcasting from the event center or the hotel?
We'll be from the hotel because we don't go over for rehearsal, I think, until after 10 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yep, so listen tomorrow.
Well, good luck.
Hey, thanks.
See you.
All right, well, Voice of the People with Linda Sims is coming up next, 10 to noon. Adam the Computer Guy from 12 to 1. And then I will be back with you tomorrow morning from Philadelphia, 8 until 10 a.m. And then the whole other schedule tomorrow with Pastor Craig and Sean. And we thank them for being in the studio and doing that. And the Hall of Fame ceremony tomorrow night on Peacock at 10 p.m. Watch it. It's going to be something else. And if you don't have Peacock, it's not very expensive, like $6 or $7, I think, for a month. So not too bad. So for this day, getting ready for travels, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique. I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought, Mama, I wanted the M.